Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, I have two charges on my Discover card for one is $92.90 and the other is $91.89. And previous month I had $6.70 and $7.45, and I meant to call in at that time because I didn't recognize it then, and I did not receive anything.
Okay, what is your first and last name?
Penelope Kaleffi.
And what is your shipping address?
305 Crescent, Crescent, Drive, Washington, Pennsylvania, 15301.
Okay, and I have CALEFFEP at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, it shows me here that there was a trial offer, and it was for the anti-aging skin cream and eye serum. And there was a charge for $6.70 and $7.45. That was the shipping and handling fee. That's how this got started. And you're saying you didn't place that trial?
No, and I didn't receive it. I just forgot to call when I got that charge on my Discover card. And then I just got my new bill, and it's the one with the $92 and the $91.
Okay, the product shows me that it was delivered on April the 29th. And you're saying you did not receive it?
No, I did not.
Okay, so the person who placed this order placed a trial, paid the shipping and handling fee, and had 14 days to trial the product. After the 14 days, you're billed the full amount. Now, the charge is $92.90 and $91.89. If you're stating that you didn't place the trial, that you did not receive it, what we can do is I can process a fraud on the account. All I use is the IP address. So I do contact the local authorities. I provide them with the IP, and I do place a request for the account to be verified. So they will verify the device that was used and the location from where the order took place. Is there anyone at your address that could have placed this order?
No. It's just my husband and I.
Okay. The reason I asked that question is once I process fraud, I cannot stop it. And whoever the order does come back to through that IP address, we do press charges. So I just need to advise you of that information before I can process the fraud on the account.
Okay. Now, if it
comes back to your own personal device, you'll be liable for the fraud. And if it's shown that it did not come from your device, then you'll receive an email stating that you'll be refunded. But that process takes 3 to 5 business days to trace the device that was used.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
No, I just... if I'd received it, I'd understand, but I do not.
I understand, ma'am. We still have to trace and find out how the order got placed. So we'll go ahead and process that for you. You'll just have to wait the 3 to 5 business days to receive the email response.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.